Welcome back to the deep dive. So today we're jumping into something really specific, but super important. The Housing Consumers Protection Measures Amendment Act of 2007.
It sounds dry, but this was a huge deal.
It really was. This wasn't just a minor tweak. Lawmakers were clearly responding to massive noncompliance in the construction sector. So what we're going to do is break down how this act really closed some loopholes.
And fundamentally changed the cost of doing business for home builders. Yeah. I mean, the key thing here is that the council, that's the NHBRC, was given some serious new teeth.
Real teeth, yeah.
It really shifted the focus from just, you know, slow oversight to immediate painful penalties.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. Who actually has to play by these new rules? It talks about the business of a home builder.
Right.
But where's the line drawn if you're, say, just building a house for yourself?
So the rules clarify that if you're genuinely building a home for your own occupation, you're mostly excluded. But they added a very specific point. Mm-hmm. If you're using your own labor as part of an approved PHP project, that's a people's housing process, you're also protected from some of these requirements. The big idea is to regulate the commercial guys, not individuals.
Got it. And the biggest issue they were trying to fix was builders just starting construction without telling anyone.
Oh, absolutely. This act basically created massive disincentives for that exact behavior.
This is where it gets interesting.
Yeah, they introduced specific penalties for what they call late enrollment. So that's when you apply for registration after you've already started building.
Which was happening all the time, I assume.
All the time. But even worse is non-declared late enrollment. That's where you try to hide the fact you've already started and the council finds out later.
Okay, so they're trying to shut down that whole build now, register later culture. So what's the mandatory punishment? What happens if you get caught?
The consequences are severe. In both cases, the builder has to pay a pretty substantial late enrollment fee. It's a fine, essentially.
And that pays for what?
It pays for a mandatory special inspection. And this is the costly part. This is where it really hurts. The builder then has to fix completely at their own expense any defect found during that inspection.
Wow. Any defect?
Anything that violates the NHBRC's technical standards, it makes trying to register late prohibitively expensive.
That sounds incredibly punitive. But okay, let's talk about the consumer. Did the act give them any direct practical wins?
It did, a really big one. So before, the coverage was mostly focused on those big 5-year major structural defects.
Right, the foundations cracking, that kind of thing.
Exactly. The amendment recognized a very common pain point for new homeowners and added protection for roof leaks.
Oh, that's huge.
It is. If a roof leaks because of bad design, poor materials, bad workmanship, whatever the reason, and it shows up within the first 12 months of occupation, the builder has to fix it.
So that's immediate recourse for a really common problem.
A very persistent problem, yeah. And circling back to the individuals building their own homes, it also clarified things for the owner builder.
Section 10A, right.
That's the one. It lets them formally apply for an exemption from having to register the project like a commercial company. It gives them a clear, defined path.
So this act is clearly focused on making sure the regulator knows what's being built and when, and it's using some serious financial penalties as the stick to make that happen.
That's the big takeaway. The 2007 amendment created a much tighter environment. Mm. And it ensured the regulator could actually fund its expanded duties, you know, by making non-compliance extremely costly through those fees.
It's a fascinating look at how a regulatory body uses penalties to manage risk and ultimately protect consumers.
And that brings up a really important question for you to think about. The council can raise its fees to meet anticipated demand. Mm. So how much do you think this new 12-month roof leak claim, which is a high-frequency, potentially high-volume payout, was the real driver that forced the regulator to get so tough on late enrollment?
It's a great question.
It's all about connecting that cost of protection to the cost of compliance, something to really consider.